I'm Walt Lindelow with a look at what's going on in our community. Earlier today, I spoke with State Representative Sarah Cambenzi for a legislative update. We talked about the recovery from COVID-19 in the state, also the upcoming budget concerns related to coronavirus, and a package of bills that she has joined that's aimed at supporting Michigan workers during and after the COVID-19 crisis. Here's more with State Representative Sarah Cambenzi.
We're seeing it as a worker protection payroll package, and what that means is that, you know, we need to look at not only how do we protect our workers, give them the opportunity if they are ill to get those tests, but then if they're out waiting for the test results or if they're out recovering, that we actually have the resources and put the money into investing in them through continual pay for those weeks that they're out, rather than a complete economic shutdown. And I think, you know, this package of bills came to us from, you know, some employers, some workers, and looking at how do we do it better next time so that we don't completely shut down the economy, put our businesses at risk, but give workers a little bit of pay in that interim so that they can make it through.
How is that going over so far with this package of bills?
People understand this is important and we have to get to it. And I think my colleagues and I wanted to get this out while it's fresh in our minds. But really with the budget shortfalls, it's a little bit on the back burner, but something that I see us coming back to once we get the budget out of the way to say, if we're ever in this situation again, how do we deal with it? What's fair and, you know, how do we protect businesses and people?
We're talking with State Representative Sarah Cambenzi today. Sarah, you mentioned, the budget. The budget is based on revenue estimates, and the revenue estimates have taken quite a hit with the pandemic. What can we expect to see as the negotiations will get going coming up in Lansing?
Right now, we do revenue estimating every month, and we just got in our May numbers, and we have received 1/7 of what we normally get and what was projected in terms of income tax and sales tax. And that really drives the funding of general fund. Some of that money goes to education. A lot of that money was set to go to road funding. And so we're really looking at now, what is a 10% cut to our state budgets? What's a 20% cut? And, you know, the cut to school funding is around $700 per student right now. And we're hoping to knock that down. We're hoping to get, some more money from the feds. But at this point, we're sitting on $3 billion from that original CARES Act, and we're going to have to divvy it up like it's our last supper. It's bad.
If I'm not mistaken, you're looking at these shortfalls not only for this upcoming year that you're working on for budgets, but even into the next year then, correct?
That is correct. Because of when the pandemic hit, how long it's going to last, and then just consumer confidence. Are people going to return to buying things? Are they going to return to going out to dinner? Are they going to travel? These things will heavily impact the revenue coming into the state and certainly what we can give back to our schools, our universities, and local government.
Well, you mentioned people getting back to things like restaurants and other businesses. Marquette County, of course, is part of the Upper Peninsula, is at level 5 in the 5-step or 6-step plan, rather, for getting back from the pandemic and getting Michigan reopened, according to the governor's plan. What are your thoughts now as we're seeing this? I mean, we seem to kind of be coming out of it. The state will be picking up again next week in many areas, but here in terms of Marquette County and here in your district, what are your sentiments on things getting back to business?
This was a big push, a lot of it behind the scenes, and I got to give Marty Fatante at InvestUP a lot of credit because he really pulled together our universities, our healthcare system, CEOs, as well as our business community. And through a little probing with the governor and prodding, we were able to get her to come to the table, listen to why we felt we were ready to go into, you know, stage 5. She granted that, and from her comments, she was very leery. Wisconsin just went full board and opened up. It didn't go well in terms of cases. But in the UP, hats off to our businesses and, you know, just our community members. They took it seriously. They're putting those safety precautions in place. And, you know, I'm optimistic that you're going to see people in the UP feel better about moving around and actually getting back to things as normal.
That's State Representative Sarah Cambenzi with a look at what's going on in our community. I'm Walt Lindelaw.